Rick and Reeder on Fox FM.
One's like the kid in grade school that ate worms.
The other ate paste.
Kind of gross, right?
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
And we got Chef Reeder in the studio.
Hey, bork, bork, bork.
Well, I'm not Swedish, but...
Over the weekend, you bought yourself some new kitchen gear, and that's awesome. I'm stoked.
I did. I bought myself a wok.
A what?
A wok.
A what?
A wok.
A wok.
Yes. Now, not the traditional stainless steel. It's more like the stovetop, you know, that you can use on the burners or whatever, but a...
Wok nonetheless.
Yes.
So does that mean, Reeder, that you're going to be taking a wok on the wild side?
Yeah. Rita's going to cook up some nice stir fry today.
I hate myself.
Yeah. No, it's... lovely.
I'm
yes.
so sorry.
It's part of my goal for this year to do more cooking.
And it's awesome.
That I want to, yeah, make things like stir fries and stuff that... And I just didn't have the proper pan for it.
Well, people, like, I guess I get this reputation of being, like, the guy that's always cooking weird stuff here on Fox FM. Because I do. I cook a lot of weird stuff, but, like, I don't even have a wok. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes.
Especially because... I always make weird food for you to try, and then you end up liking it. And I'm looking forward to the day where you bring in a little Tupperware of something weird that I need to try.
Well, we'll just have to get going on that.
So you got
to
wok now, so you're just going to be making some stir fries.
Yeah, some different things, just to experiment, because it's my goal to really teach myself to cook more. I've survived for 40 years without really being able to make much more than the basics is beyond me.
Really?
Yeah.
You should try, like, putting a whole duck into a wok. Feathers
just
it all.
Just shove the whole thing right in there and see, like, what happens.
If you're going to go on a food adventure, you might as well try some bold things.
Right off the top.
Try cooking a duck, feathers included.
Nick's really into fermenting things. Reeder's trying to get copper coil from the station engineer.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I went on a trip on Saturday.
A little road trip.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was just going to get out for the day. Took a day trip to Regina, and Jackie came with. Yeah, it was really fun. We did, like, some bonding. Most of the time when I go on, like, those day trips, it's to do something that I can't do in Yorkton.
Okay.
And one of those things is there's a couple restaurants that I don't get to go to ever, types of food that I don't get. So most of the time when I eat that, it's for, like, rider games and stuff. But this time I just decided to go on a road trip, and I went and got some Middle Eastern food. Because if it's one thing you need to know about your boy Nick is that I hate papyrus font. And I love Middle Eastern food.
Yeah.
I spent $20 on myself at the restaurant.
You gotta treat yourself.
It was past treating myself because I had like four different containers in front of me, and like Jackie got something normal. Me, on the other hand, I'm just going, I did a deep dive into this food.
You were into full on gorge.
It was also the only thing that I ate the whole day. So, like, it wasn't a huge deal. Like, I was preparing myself for this. Like, I knew that I was going to go to this restaurant.
You knew you'd be feasting.
Yeah, I knew that this would be the one time in probably a month and a half where I'll be able to eat this food. So, I went hard into it. And I was thinking, do you ever have that, like, a special thing that you do every once in a while? For me, it's, like, a type of food that I don't normally get, like, ethnically in town here. Would you go and do a day trip for something like that?
Usually I'll fit it in if I'm making a trip for something else. I don't know that I've made a specific trip just for that thing.
Really?
Like, you know, to go and have a good bowl of pho.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Pho.
Some pho.
Yeah. You know, like there aren't a lot of Vietnamese restaurants around. So, you know, something like that. Or if I'm in Regina or Saskatoon or whatever.
So you go on a pho journey.
Yeah.
It's a great word.
It is.
Yeah, you know, you got to treat yourself every once in a while. And it was just like the weirdest thing. And you think I'd get sick, but I didn't.
No.
Yeah, because I ate fast and hard. Like, I went in. Like, there was... I like to praise myself sometimes for my ability to have self-control. But sometimes that just goes out the window. And that was one of those instances yesterday, or on Saturday, rather.
Food is meant to be enjoyed.
Yeah, and did I ever enjoy it, too.
Good.
We tell Fox FM's Nick and Reeder apart.
Reeder is the one with the hat.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Guess what I did on Friday?
What did
First
you do?
First time that I've done this since I moved here. I locked my keys inside of my house.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I instinctively always lock my door when I leave. It's just the way it is. I had to run to my garage to get something. I took the garage keys with me, didn't take my house keys, and I locked the door behind me.
Ooh, that's no good.
It is the worst feeling ever, because the people that live above me weren't home either, so I was just kind of stuck. And it wasn't too cold, but I didn't have a jacket because I was just running out to the garage.
Oh, my.
Like, it was a weird experience.
So and did you have your car keys or anything?
Did not have my car keys. The car keys are on my house keys.
So what'd you do? End up hanging out in the garage?
I ended up picking my lock.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not too proud to say, but yeah, I picked the lock of my place to get back in.
Discovering new skills you never knew you had.
Yeah. A long time ago, when I was in university, a summer job at Home Depot picking locks.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you have a spare key?
I do.
Okay. Have you ever locked yourself out of your place before, though?
I've done it a couple of times. I remember years ago when I was still living in Saskatoon, I think I was moving into a new apartment, and I'd managed to lock my keys in my car. The problem was the only set of apartment keys I had were also locked inside said car, so I had to wait around and get someone to come and unlock my vehicle for me so I could get my keys in order to get back in my apartment. I've also, a couple years ago, getting ready for Christmas, loading stuff into my vehicle, grabbed my set of keys, and when I was outside, I realized, oh, I grabbed the wrong set of keys that didn't have a spare key to my apartment. So I've done it on a number of occasions.
So you have a spare key for your apartment?
I do now.
Do you have to hide it somewhere? Because you live in an apartment. Like, where do you have like a little fake rock beside your door?
No, that has the key what? I don't hide them anywhere, but I've just gotten in the habit. I take both sets of keys with me I go somewhere. So,
yeah.
So if I grab one key set, it doesn't matter which set, I will have keys to my apartment.
Because, like, I'm thinking if I get a spare key for my place, which is what I'm doing today, by the way, I'm going to go and cut another key. I'm not going to hide it, like, in my place, like, do, like, the fake rock trick. Like, just bring one to work, like, make, like, a really convoluted set of instructions I need to follow in order to find a key just in case.
A treasure map.
Yeah, because who doesn't love a good scavenger hunt?
Or you could get one of those handy-dandy little boxes with the magnet on it and stick it on your car or something somewhere.
Yeah, but what if that falls out, though, and then suddenly somebody has a key to my place?
True, but the magnet should keep it from falling out.
I mean, it's not a huge deal. Like, what's going to happen? Somebody going to come steal all the things that I have that aren't worth anything? Like, come on, I'm a bachelor.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
One's like the kid in grade school that ate worms.
The other ate paste.
Kind of gross, right? More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I've been waiting 2 days to talk about this. Looks like the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have found themselves a new quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You may know him.
Yeah.
He won a couple great cups.
Well, yes. One as the starter. One as our third stringer.
But he won a couple Grey Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Darian Durant.
Yeah.
Double D is going to be playing. He agreed to a one-year contract with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Our arch rivals.
You know what? Yeah, like, he was playing for Montreal last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, arguably you could say that the Riders in Montreal have more of a modern rivalry because they've met each other so many times and had those little snafus in the championship games. But it's always been Winnipeg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fact that we're right beside him.
Yeah, and we've had that kind of buffer zone of that year now where he's been gone.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice, though, when the Bombers tweeted out this.
Oh, yeah. Because we posted the first tweet on our Facebook page, you can see.
That Winnipeg has conveniently forgot that Darian played in Montreal last week because they went out of their way to put a picture of Darian in green and white.
Oh, yeah.
To tout the fact that he signed with Winnipeg.
If I was the Winnipeg Blue Bombers organization and I signed Darian Durant, I would change the team colors to green and white. It just makes the rivalry so much more fun, you know?
Oh, true.
Because it's not mean. Like,
no.
I don't hate the Blue Bombers. It's just, just fun
for yourself.
It's just fun to have a rival, and it makes the game so much more fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's pretty, you know, common for something like this to happen when it's only a 9-team league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different than a 30-team league where there are any number of possibilities where a player could end up.
Yeah, like, this really isn't an earth-shattering thing. Like, Weston Dressler went to Winnipeg. Like, you have Andy Fantuz going to Hamilton back in the day. Like, it happens.
Well, I mean, even with Kevin Glenn, who just signed with Edmonton and now has been on the roster with every team in the league.
Yeah, including the Ottawa Renegades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, before they were the Red Blacks. So, you know, Darian's going to be in a backup role. They already said on their Twitter that he's going to be playing a backup to Matt Nichols. So,
of course.
Obviously, he's just going to have that veteran edge, kind of like how we had with Kevin Glenn.
But
you know what's going to be sweet, though, Reader? Labor Day game. Because if Chris Jones is going to do what he did last year with the quarterbacks and just have anybody play whenever they're good, so we have Kolaros or Brandon Bridge, what if Winnipeg does the same and we have like this cool Darian Durant coming in and playing for Winnipeg thing?
Boy, how weird would that be?
I think it's going to be cool, you know?
Reader with Fox FM News.
The Saskatchewan Roughriders aren't the only ones calling New Mosaic Stadium home. Ravens have been roosting there, and in order to keep them from making it permanent, a scare operation is running until February 2nd, using sound to prevent them from coming back.
What kind of sound are they playing, Reader?
It sounds like it's apparently about a 2-second blast of, I don't know if it's a siren, I guess.
What would you call it, a scare campaign?
A scare operation.
A scare operation.
Frighten them off.
Fair enough. They could just play, you know, a crowd cheering Let's Go Bombers over and over again. We'll see how that works.
I don't think that would ever fly at New Mosaic Stadium.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.